In these strange and unsettling times, sheltering in place means one thing for the rich. It means something altogether different for everyone else. NPR's Jim Zarroli reports.
Madonna probably meant to say something uplifting and profound when she did her latest video. In it, the 61-year-old pop star sits naked in a tub in bathwater laced with rose petals, hugging her knees to her chest.
That's the thing about COVID-19. It doesn't care about how rich you are, how famous you are.
The coronavirus, she says, is the great equalizer, which is true. Even Tom Hanks and Prince Charles got it. But being rich does let you ride out the pandemic in much more pleasant surroundings. Hollywood billionaire David Geffen did an Instagram post last month about how he was self-quarantining in the Caribbean. He included a picture of his yacht, apparently shot from a drone.
And this is a super yacht. I mean, it looks like the size of a cruise liner almost.
New York Post columnist Maureen Callahan says the post didn't come off well.
I think tone deaf is an understatement. As many people noted, this is an individual whose net worth is reportedly $8 billion.
Geffen appeared to mean well. He said he hoped everyone was keeping safe. Still, he found himself pilloried for the post. Singer John Mayer actually wrote a song about him.
Drone shot on my yacht. It's all I got. I'm all alone on the water. But let me flex these specs. 450 feet, six or seven decks.
Geffen isn't the only rich and famous person whose efforts to express solidarity with regular people have come off as clumsy. Recently, Ellen DeGeneres did her talk show from home. She said lots of nice things about healthcare workers and her crew. Then she told a joke comparing quarantine to prison.
This is like being in jail, is what it is.
Out came the pitchforks on social media, largely because she was speaking from one of the plush mansions she owns. Paul Piff of UC Irvine, who studies the psychology of wealth, says episodes like this underscore a central fact about the epidemic.
In times of crisis, you see class differences come into kind of stark contrast.
Rich and poor people experience it differently. People with money, he says, can escape the virus more easily. They have the privilege of social space.
It buys you distance from others.
Working class people don't have that luxury. They rely more on public transportation. They can't afford to stock up on weeks of food and supplies. And they often have service jobs that need to be done in person.
They almost necessarily involve social contact. Who is it that's delivering your food or driving ride shares, right? It's the people who don't have the means to do otherwise.
There's nothing unusual about this, he says. Some people have always had means and some people haven't. But at a time when separating yourself from the crowd is literally a life and death issue, it's probably not the right moment to show off your yacht. Jim Zarroli, NPR News.